Hello friends, welcome to WeSchool once again. We are on chapter 27, Dao Theory, a very important and popular theory. In fact, the technical studies are based on the Dao Theory. The basic objective of this chapter is to know basic concepts of Dao Theory and the factors on which it is based. So let us straight away start learning what is Dao Theory. The Dao Theory is based on the submission that the shares of companies in an industry go up and down together. The study on the stock markets and the price movements were first published by Charles H. Dawes on July 3, 1884. And his theory, known as Dao Theory, is the most popular and the most quoted of the stock markets theory. So what exactly is the Dao Theory? The Dao Theory forms the basis of all the technical studies. This theory concerns itself solely with the stock market. And when we talk about stock market, the movement of share prices and nothing else. It purely deals with the movements and the prices. It does not concern itself with the facets of the company, such as the competence of the management, the quality of the products and the like we study in the fundamental approach. However, there is a criticism that is often leveled at this theory. Dow did not intend that his findings be used to the forecast movements. His submission was only that share prices move in trends. And once this submission is accepted, it can be used as a guide to business trends and with a touch of salt extrapolated to predict movements. So what theory that has been expressed by Dow can be used to predict the movements, and how accurate one is, the prediction will have strength based on it. Another criticism, it is because of this ability that Dao Theory, popularly known to remain the basis of technical analysis, that's what we saw in the previous slide, we can use this for extrapolative prediction, and that is why it has become more popular. However, a criticism that is often leveled at this theory is that the signals that are given are too late. By the time one decides to make a buy decision, the signals which were shown might have got diluted. So what are the basis of the Dow theory? The Dow theory is based on the average, discounts, everything concept, market trends, the trends, the average conforms to each other, the volume conforms trends, trends will continue till there are clear indications that it is changing. So let us see these concepts one by one. The first concept, average discounts everything. What does this mean? The share prices have taken into account every imaginable factor, as we saw in the technical approach, the political, the economic, the social, the demand, and the likes. Whenever happening occurs, market discounts it and it is reflected in the price. So when we take into account the price, it is assumed that all the factors, the fundamental factors, the political factors, the economic factors are taken into account, and that's where we see the market discounts everything, and based on the discount done by the market, we get the market price of the share. The next important concept in the Dow theory is the market trends. The Dow theory states that there are three price trends: the primary trend, the secondary trend, and the tertiary trend. And these trends have peculiar duration. These trends occur within the marketplace at the same time. So what does this trend mean? The most important is the primary trend. It is a broad-based upward or downward swing, usually lasting for a year to several years. It is believed to reflect the basic mood in the market. The next trend, that is the secondary or the intermediate trend, it represents the corrections. So if The primary represents the upward or the downward swing. The secondary or the intermediate represents the corrections in the market primary trend and usually lasts for a month to around 3 or 4 months. A more aggressive investor would trade normally in the secondary trend. The third trend is a minor or the tertiary trend. The minor or the tertiary trend lasts from a few hours to less than a month and accounts for a short-term price movement. These are specifically for the traders, man who is in the ring, not for long-term investors. So based on the three trends, the type of investor will take a call and do its buying or selling. Now let us look at the uptrend and the downtrend. An uptrend exists so long as each successive price rally higher and higher than the previous rally, and such successive rally low is higher than the one before. So when we talk in terms of uptrends, we see a straight ascending line. In the uptrend, each peak is higher than the earlier one. A downtrend is exactly the opposite. A discerning investor, once he establishes that an uptrend has started, would buy and buy the share until he receives a clear indication the trend is trying to reverse. In the downtrend, each low is below the previous one, and a wise investor will take a call to sell his shares to reduce the losses that might can happen in holding the shares, which are going down and down. Another criticism leveled at Dow theory. While the Dow theory can predict the uptrends or downtrends, the criticism that is leveled at is that signals are too late. A peak and a trough have to be completed before the signal can be taken as a definite, and one can often miss it. So this missing of the signal will not help a correct prediction. In spite of all, it has to be accepted that the Dow theory has proved itself to be a good indicator of price movements, and the basic premises of the theory are logical and reasonable. It is because of this that this theory is the cornerstone of technical analysis, which solely focuses on the price movements. Now, having understood the uptrend and downtrend, let us now look into what are the tides, waves, and the ripples. The theory symbolizes the fluctuations in the share prices to tides, waves, and the ripples. The mood of the sea, the strength of the tide, is measured by the rise or the fall in the price. As long as the peak of each wave is higher than the previous peak, or the trough is higher than the earlier one, it is assumed that the tide is rising. So the tide specifically indicates the strength, how good the rise is happening, and this is a very important feature of a Dow theory. In a falling tide, the reverse is true. The peak is lower than the earlier peak, and the trough is lower than the earlier trough. Now, what are the trends? Trends are useful in forecasting. It is useful to know how the trends are moving, where the trend have gone up to, and where it is likely to go. Each trend has three clear phases. The first phase is the accumulation phase in an upward or the bullish market. This is a time when the discerning investor or the early birds begin buying as they perceive the share prices are beginning to move up. The second phase. In the second phase, the trend followers begin to notice an upward or bullish trend and begin to start the buying. Prices begin to improve and advance very fast, and word begins to get around. In the third and the final phase, the general public, everyone begins to buy the shares and prices begin to soar. It is at this stage that the discerning early birds who had bought the shares at a low price begin to sell them. So every phase has a special type of investor entering into the market for a specific action. Now, in a bearish phase, the astute investors first view the markets will fall and begin selling. They are joined at the second stage by the trend watchers. In the last stage, there is panic and everyone sells. So, bearish phase also, one has to be very careful in taking the right decision. Another concept in Dow theory is the averages conform to each other. The theory submits that averages in general move in the concert. The averages in different industries will move up or low at around the same time. No major bear or bull market movements will occur unless the averages also move in a similar manner. And this is true. In the bull boom of 1990, the prices of all the shares and in different industries were together. At the end of 1990, they fell together too. So this confirms that averages conform to each other. Next important concept in the Dow theory is volume confirms the trends. Volumes of the number of shares sold or bought will confirm the trend. In a bullish market, more and more shares will be bought, whereas in a bearish market, the volumes of the shares sold will be on the ascendant. Trends will continue till there are clear indications that it is changing. Until there is a clear indication that the trend is changing, one should assume that it is continuing. If the market is bullish, one should not sell before one is certain that the trend has changed and the prices are about to fall. Similarly, one should not begin to buy in a bear market until one is sure that there are clear indications or signals that the prices are beginning to increase. This rule warns against one changing positions too soon. So there are certain important points to note in the Dow theory. Number one, the trends rules expects investors to realize that nothing remains the same. The second important point to be noted is prices will go up and it will go down too. It never remains stationary. Next important point is the boom or the bull market have to end sometime, so do the bear market. Investor has to watch the trends and act when the reversal is clear. To put the theory into practice is to be able to determine at what stage one should buy and at what stage one should sell. So friends, what is the conclusion of this chapter, the Dow theory? The Dow theory forms the basis of all the technical studies. It deals purely with the movements and prices. It does not concern itself with the facets of the companies concerned, such as the competence of the management, the quality of its products, and the likes. To put the theory into practice is to be able to determine at what stage one should buy and at what stage one should sell. Investor can take advantage of the price action points and plan their investments based on the market trends. Thank you.